From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Will the Fed raise interest rates at this week's policy meeting? We'll talk with Chad Morganlander after this.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. A possible move by the Federal Reserve on interest rates has been the subject of much speculation in the markets. Stocks plunged more than a week ago after Boston Fed President Eric Rosengren called on the central bank to raise short-term rates. The Fed may or may not put an end to the speculation when it holds its policy meeting Tuesday and Wednesday. What will happen at the meeting? Let's talk about it with Chad Morganlander, portfolio manager at Washington Crossing Advisors. Chad, is it your view that the Fed will hold rates steady but indicate its intention to hike at the December meeting?
I do believe that to be the case. They will give themselves a bit of an out if financial conditions within the markets on a global basis start to tighten. They do not want to unhinge the financial system going into November for the election.
So that's the key reason that they will wait. They really don't want to rattle the financial markets.
That and as well, they have not fully signaled to the market that they're willing to raise rates. Fed fund futures have a rate hike in September at 18%. I believe they'll use their words over the course of the next several months to better adjust or better align the financial system to what they would like to do.
Do you see economic growth accelerating this quarter, which, by the way, ends in a couple of weeks? There have been arguments about how strong the economy is outside of a solid job market.
So quarter to quarter, it gets quite bumpy. And yes, we do believe that there will be a GDP print for this quarter of roughly about 2.5 to 3%. Nonetheless, when you annualize it, it does still come out that the overall economy is somewhat listless. The trend growth is roughly about 1.75 to 2% over the next four quarters.
What do you think the Fed will say in its statement, and also what will Fed Chair Janet Yellen likely say in her press conference afterward?
I think they're going to acknowledge that inflation trends are transitory, that they believe that their inflation target of 2% will be reached over the next 12 months, that we are getting closer to full employment, albeit we're not quite there yet. And as well, that financial conditions have improved moderately, that this type of messaging will be one that they want to be quite careful not to overassert themselves before the election again. But yet there will be somewhat more of a hawkish tone to it, which will perhaps bring the probability when you look at Fed fund futures up a bit higher for a December rate hike.
But it's still data dependent. And if there is little change in the economy between now and the end of the year, they're likely not to do anything.
You see, I think that they're data dependent, but I do believe that there should be an added line in there that they're more globally market dependent as well. So they are looking at financial conditions like credit spreads, fluctuation within the financial system, not only on the in the bond market, but also within the overall U.S. averages for the equity market to actually make that adjustment. I believe that if things stay the way they are, that the likelihood is that December they will raise rates. With that said, we don't believe that the Federal Reserve will raise rates in a very aggressive manner going forward. In fact, we believe that there will only be about two rate hikes over the course of the next 18 months.
So it's likely to be the same next year as it is this year, no more than one or two rate hikes?
I do believe that to be the case. A couple of reasons. Not only is it because the overall economy here in the United States hasn't hit that glide path of sustainable growth at 3%, but also there's the financial system or the electrical system to the financial markets that they're concerned about. For example, negative interest rates across the globe, when we adjust our rate a bit higher, it has a feedback loop or implications on our currency, the U.S. dollar. Hence the reason why we we saw the U.S. dollar rally 18 months ago in an aggressive fashion, when investors believed that the Federal Reserve was not only going to raise rates once, but several times. My biggest concern is that as the Federal Reserve continues to try to smooth out the financial system as their unknown third mandate, and making sure there's very little volatility, they're creating a tremendous amount of fragility, not only here in the United States, but across the globe. And that's eventually going to show up in asset prices. But besides that, Charlie, I think that this is going to be just a straight down middle fastball type of meeting. There's not going to be any great surprises. But yet, what they will do in this meeting, which should be spoken about, is they will readjust their dot plot expectations. So I would not be shocked to see U.S. growth expectations by the Federal Reserve come down a bit, as well as future rate hike expectations going out to 2017 into 2018 and beyond come down slightly. That will be a way of signaling to the overall financial system that they're going to be subtle and gentle on the way that they move going forward.
Chad Morgenlander, Portfolio Manager at Washington Crossing Advisors, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.